Right.
Okay, Simon Kuf Tzadik Gimel, Hilchas Bikur Cholim, Sif Vav. Right, so Ein Liten Nechasov B'matana L'Acherim. We shouldn't give our belongings to somebody. For to how to say this? I mean, don't give all your what do you call it? Your not inheritance. What's the word? You're giving of your Yerusha,
Possessions?
what'd you say?
Possessions?
Yeah, it means possessions, but meaning your inher you're not your inheritance. What when the guy giving it over is the whatever. I mean, the person is putting it into his will. Don't give everything away. That's what it's saying. Afilu tzedakah, even to tzedakah, laniach es hayarshim kach, and just leave the yarshim out in the cold. Right? Meaning, don't stiff your children. Even if you're giving it to tzedakah, anybody does this, ein ruach hamakom noichem menu, Hashem is not going to be happy with him. Afilu im ena yarshim noig and kshura, and even if the yarshim are not noig properly. Avlimaniach gam liyarshim, but if he leaves for the yarshim, davar hamaspik lehem, enough, you know, meaning he gives his inheritors decent amount of money, then mutter he can give away the rest. And it's a midas chasidus that you should not be a witness or give any sort of eitzes and a tzava that they remove the Yerusha from the Yerush. I feel me ben shein enoy kashura, and that's even if you have a son who was not legit, who done was didn't pay properly. La'achiv chacham v'noy kashura, right? And to give it to his brother, who is proper. I mean, he says, "Listen, my brother's a good guy. I'd rather give him the money than give it to my son, who's a jerk." Right? Kishem because maybe your son, even though he's not so great, but maybe he'll have children that are good. Even to give less to this one and to give more to the other one, and you should be chayshish v'dvarav. So anybody that's writing a will and all that, so there's all sorts of guidelines to make a halachic will and how to do it properly. Yesh, but
Meaning not to follow this rule,
to sort of follow these rules or how to do it in a halachic way,
but
right?
that's not giving them anything.
What? Rana
At the end
Hanami.
of the day, at the end of the day, you're still basically avoiding giving them.
I mean, I don't know. Everybody has their own calculations with what they want to.
Saying this case is even if the guy is of the Derech or Rasha Chas V'Shalom.
I don't know. I'm not sure. He just says, Aina,
He's
what was
saying
his question?
because they may have good children.
Yeah.
So it sounds like
I don't know
even
what Ein
somebody
Enoyeh
who is like
Keshura
Esav.
means. Ein Enoyeh Keshura is very vague. It can have a lot of meanings, right? Okay, so let's see. Ketanim, if he has very small children, gedolim, or small children and large children, meaning older children, or his wife is pregnant. Sarach lamanis apotropos, he have to appoint an apotropos, you know, like an executor. She is asik b'shvila ketanim ad she'iglilu, that he's going to be busy with the finances for the ketanim until they grow up, and then they can take care of their own finances. Ches choylem of shemavakash lashas kabbalas kinyin lechazikas atzava. A choyler that wants to do a kabbalas kinyin, meaning he wants to do like what you do with the rabbi when you do mechiras chametz, to be mechazik a will. Then you're allowed to do it even on Shabbos, even though normally on Shabbos we don't do kinyonim. But here we allow it because we don't want him to get agitated that it's not going to get taken care of. And the same thing, if he wants to go call his relatives, you can hire a guy to go call the relatives to come to him because the guy thinks he's dying.
This is Chol HaSheish B'Sakana, or what? That he's
Yeah, it's the
dying?
chaylo who thinks he's dying.
So because of Pikuach Nefesh, we're helping him, or why? Or because he's
Yeah,
gonna die?
because we don't want to. I think it's pshat that we don't want to cause his death to come
More quicker.
faster.
So it's
Yeah,
Pikuach Nefesh.
yeah. That's as far as I understand it.
Meaning, if the doctors say that this guy is not dying anytime soon, like he has another like month or two, we're not gonna do it.
But it would depend on probably how stressed out he
Or,
is.
so still depending on his okay
Yeah.
psychological state.
Yeah. Very good. Tas chayla shemeis lemeis. So chayla, who's has who, meaning the guy himself is sick, and he has a close relative that died. Ain't my dealing. Don't let him know. Shalai titruf taitei love. You don't want to mess with his brain. Afilu noideloi. And even if he finds out about it. Ain't no even later cry. You don't tell him to do kriya. Shema tigdal dagase, because when he tears kriya, that's a very stressful thing. Pein boichem rein mespidim b'fonam, and you don't do any crying, and you don't have to say a spadim. Pein al meis acher, not for his own mace, meaning his own relative, or whether it's to another mace. Afal pi she'ein a kriya, even if it's not his relative. Pein yifchad shegam hu yomas, because we're going to be afraid that maybe he's going to die because of the agitation. And we quiet the people that come to be Menachem. And we say, get out of here. Right? Yud. We don't visit people who have stomach aches because they might be embarrassed. Because, meaning they might have, let's say, a diarrhea or something like that. Right, so or they might have our favorite word, flatulence. Right, and not for somebody who has an eye issue, not with a headaches. Right, why? Because these things can cause visitation, can cause them more problems. Any chayla who is the world literally means is the world is overpowering him. Meaning it means he's really doing lousy. And it's difficult for him to talk. We also don't, we're not mevaker chaylim. Ella nichnasin. You go to the outside room, and you go ask him if he needs anything, and we listen to his tzar, and we ask for pity.
Isn't every hole like going who's going through pain has a headache?
Yeah, but I think it means a real, I mean, it must mean like a tumor or something. Right? Yeah, a lot of times the cholin needs quiet. Right? You see that a lot by cholin. Loud noise
But
is
they also want visitors.
right, but he has to be quiet and silent and relaxed and
Shouldn't be up to Hoyle if he wants a visitor, even if he has a like stomach ache,
Probably I
whatever.
imagine he can override this, I would think. Okay, but you're all. You have two mitzvahs, bikur chaylim or nicham aveilim. If you could do both, bikur chaylim kaidim. So bikur chaylim comes first, kedei levakash rachamim, because like we said yesterday, part of bikur chaylim is to daven for him. And if he can't be mekayim both, nicham aveilim kaidim, nicham aveilim comes first. Shu gemilas chesedim chayim ve'ameisim. Right? Because when you do nicham aveilim, you're doing chesed for the departed and for the relatives, because it's a chesed for the nifter. Also, Yud Beis Ravakim Chaylas Akum Mivnei Darkei Shalom. You could visit the sick of that Agoya because of Darkei Shalom. Yud Gimel Tanya Rabbi Nosson Omer VeOshma Anefesh Shehi, and that person does an aver and it does vidui. Ze Bona Av Al Kol HaMeisim Shiyatanu Vidui. This is a binyan av, meaning we learn out from it that anybody who's dying has to do vidui so that they get a kapara. Bisim Mishnah Shekolam is vada yeshli chelik lelam haba. Anybody who does vidui has a chelik lelam haba. Shekem ba achon. Right, we know about this from achon. Sha'amar lo Yeshua, right? Yeshua told the bnei simna kavod la'Hashem elokei Yisrael. Give kavod to Hashem, b'ten lo toida, and give him a confession. Tell me what you did and don't hold back from what you did wrong. He said, yes, I did a chet, and I did such and such. He didn't listen to Achan, didn't listen to Yeshua. Yeshua said, no raiding the Goyim's who they had just conquered. Right? We not to keep it live you do you, and how do you know that his vidui was what worked and there was a kapara? Yeshua said, what have you ruined us? Yarkacha Hashem bayom hazeh. Hashem will ruin you on this day. Bayom hazeh ata ocher v'ata ocher lo'olam haba. Today you're going to be you're messed up, but not in olam haba. So chayla that you see that he's leaning towards dying. You go and you schmooze with him. V'ayimrim lo yisvada do vidoi v'al tidig mizeh. But don't be scared. Harbe yisvada v'omde michaloyim v'heima b'chayim. Right, what you have to say to him is many people have done vidui and they got better. We're just doing it as you know, we're just doing it because this is what we do. And many have done vidui and they didn't, and they did die. I'm saying many didn't do vidui and they did die. So basically, you're trying to tell him that do the vidui, but don't get nervous about it. And the schar that you're going to do vidui, then you're going to live. And anybody who does vidui has a yeah yeshu chelik. And if he can't do vidui with his mouth, he svada b'libay. He should be to do vidui with his heart. And if he's only able to speak a little bit, emar. Let my death be a kapara for all my averus. And also tell him mechila. We also tell him that he should ask, he should forgive anybody who did anything bad to him. Dvarim, whether with money or whether with words. And you don't say any of this schmooze. You don't give it to him, not in front of Amoritz, v'lo b'fnei nashim, and not in front of women, v'lo b'fnei ketanim, and not in front of ketanim, shema yivchu, because maybe they're going to cry, v'yishru libo, and then they're going to break his heart, right? When somebody's dying, if anybody's going to cry, they must leave the room. Yudalit. Say the Ravida v'ktsarim. The say the Ravida v'ktsarim is ma'idani l'fnei Hashem l'kav l'kev v'esai shirufuasi v'yotcha misasi v'yotcha. My refuah is in your hands, and my death is in your hands. Here it's Amal Fanachasha to pray any refuah that we should have a refuah shalema. Vim Ramas, Tami Sasi, Kapara, Kola, Chataim, Avinus, Upshaim, Shatasi, Vishavisi, Vishavishati, right? Behind the Sain, Chalki, Began Eden, Sakani, Loyal Maba, Tsofan, Latsadik. Vim writes to Laharach, Bavidu, Yoima, Kipurim, or Shusbiyad. Meaning, all you need is really that sentence, and that's it. Ukvar Masudorum have viduyim b'sefer ha'yokar ma'avar yabayk sefer chachmasadim het the gamkein say the ravidim ha'ramban, and yeah, so that. But the main thing is just to say those two sentences, and if you have a patient that's comatose, so you do it on that patient's behalf. Yeah, all right, we will stop over there. We should never need any of these things. We should have Mashiach before any more death. Pesuras Tovas. Been a fine night.
It's good.